Hey everyone, welcome to the Way Too Frequently Asked Questions podcast. I'm Matt Barbieri from WIS, and I'm here to answer some of the most common questions from my small business clients. Today, I want to focus on growing your company using government money or money from other local authorities. And so we're going to speak about something called the Research and Development Tax Credit. It's become more commonplace these days. Most people have heard of it, but not everybody knows how to take advantage of it and use it. And the second is going to be some state incentive programs, which are a more local incentive, but they can prove to be pretty valuable when they're applied for and complied with. So to go a little bit deeper into the Research and Development Tax Credit, something that's been around forever, and it's a U.S. tax credit for carrying out qualifying research activities. Now, these have to be domestic expenses. So a challenge is when we rely on developers outside of the country, those expenses will not qualify. But to the extent we have U.S. oversight, we have a team here and a team, say, in the Ukraine, the expense for the U.S. company and the U.S. related expenses will qualify. And the way that the credit works mechanically, and this is a challenge I've gotten, this is the way I get the question usually, is like, Matt, we don't want to generate the R&D credit because it's a credit against income taxes and we're losing money. So we don't have taxes. You can't go below zero. So why would we ever do this? And the reality is that you can now calculate the research and development tax credit the way it's always been done by profitable companies and by you. And the way that you monetize that credit is you use it to offset your employer match of payroll taxes. So every month when you're paying your employees, I'm sure you're well aware now that you also have to come out of pocket to match things like FICA, Social Security tax. And the way that this credit is monetized is you no longer make that match. You simply chew into that credit over time. So it's a way to impact your cash flow and increase your cash position in the early days. Now, the small little traps related to this are that it's only available for the first 5 years post your revenue. And one challenge with respect to that revenue as defined by the IRS is that even things like interest income qualify as revenue. So in the early days, if we've got, you know, we raised a round, put some money in the bank, we're earning 0.00001% interest. At the end of that year, we get a dollar of interest income. The situation is thus we will start the clock for 5 years of revenue by recognizing that dollar. So in sum, it's a really valuable thing for an early stage company to be able to conserve cash. And I think it's something that if you're not taking advantage of now, you should be asking yourself why. And there are answers to why you would say no right now, but you should also have a plan for when you are going to monetize it. So that's the first piece of government funding at a US level that I think is very important to be aware of for an early stage and to take advantage of. And the second is the more local incentives. So what's going on between the states is they're all fighting over the future of the workforce and where all of these companies are going to be located. And so if I just think about, you know, the tri-state, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, you know, right in this region where I happen to sit, everybody wants the big company, the big tech company with a flashy name to be located in their town or their state, because they're going to bring a lot of employees there. They're going to bring jobs. They're going to bring money. They're going to, you know, boost the local economy. And as a result, there's sort of some competition and bake-off between these states to get you to choose them. And so there's various programs available when you're about to sign a lease. And so it's important, by the way, I got to address this. When everybody thinks about those flashy names, you know, those are great. Those are the ones that make the papers. The situation is that a lot of those investment dollars by the states go to, you know, much smaller businesses and are actually used appropriately. And this would be where I'd be addressing that program. So back to the program with New York, New Jersey, and PA. If I'm a tech company and let's just say we're operating in a WeWork or remotely for now, and you know, we're up to the point where we got about 15 employees and we want to open an office, these credit programs are inducements or enticements for us to choose one state over the other. So what's got to happen is an analysis of what we would bring to the state versus what it would cost us. And so typically between those states, you're going to see there's very disparate costs to employees. It's more expensive to have employees in New York than in PA, generally. Rent is going to be more expensive in New York than in PA or New Jersey, generally. And so what we've got to do is present a case that has something called a gap analysis in there. And the gap is really the missing financing for me to make sense of opening a business in a more expensive jurisdiction than another. And this is where the state steps in. And the state says, we will make you a grant over time based on generally headcount, usually some other things like capital improvements. If you, number one, locate in our state, number two, bring the employees that you said you were going to bring, and then grow at the rate you said you were going to grow. And so with respect to New Jersey, you know, these credits can be as low as say $1,500 to $2,000 per employee, but that credit is $2,000 per employee per year for 10 years. And the credits with respect to New Jersey can be as high as $15,000 per employee per year for up to 10 years. So if you're talking about a high level development position, you know, it's somebody that's likely going to qualify for the higher end. That's a desired job in the state of New Jersey and by the state of New Jersey. And if you're going to locate in an area that New Jersey is looking to improve upon, you can offset a significant portion of that person's salary annually through one of these credits. And so all that to say that it's important to be aware of not only the income tax incentives, like the R&D credit, but also the local government incentives that a lot of people don't pay close attention to. So I hope you learned a little bit of information about using some government funding to help grow your early stage company. If you have questions, you know, you're curious about it, please feel free to reach out to me, Matt Barbieri, that's M Barbieri, B-A-R-B-I-E-R-I, at wiss.com. As always, thanks for listening.